Second edition of the International Exhibition of Small and Medium-Sized Enterprises, Craft and Agri-Food Businesses of Cameroon takes place later this year in Yaoundé. Placed under the patronage of Prime Minister and Head of Government, the events will be staged on two sides. The promoter, Bisong Johnson, and another member of the organizing committee, Nchitu Mildred, are our guests on issue in the news this Tuesday. In an interview with staffman Gu Henry Tiesembu, the present the raison d'etre and highlights of the international exhibition.
It is to sell the products of small and medium-sized enterprises, because an enterprise that does not sell cannot live. So to develop the capacities and productivities of small and medium-sized enterprises in Cameroon, we need to develop a market, an institutional market, reserved only for SMEs of the priority sectors of our economy, that is agri-food, craft, and culture. We are talking about products of transformation of agricultural products, such as cassava, maize, millet. We are talking about bakeries, bread, handicraft products. We are talking about cultural products like music, cinematography, cookery, restaurants, and all those products in this agri-food, handicraft, and cultural sectors.
You are accompanied by another member of the organizing committee. Could you tell us who you are?
I am Mrs. Chitu Mildred. I am the founder and the CEO of Leading Edge Events. I am the planner and the coordinator for SIAC PME.
What would be your own contribution to this exhibition?
My contribution is going to make sure that everything goes as planned, to do the planification, the coordination, and the execution. It's a very big event. So if it's not well planned or organized, things might go sideways. So I am there to ensure that everything goes as planned.
Bisong Johnson, you are the promoter of the International Exhibition for Agri-Food, Craft, and Cultural Small and Medium-Sized Enterprises of Cameroon. Where and when will the event take place?
It is a national event that will be taking place in Yaoundé, at the Yaoundé Town Hall and the National Museum, from the 14th to the 22nd of November 2024. It is the second edition of the International Exhibition for Agri-Food, Craft and Cultural SMEs of Cameroon, known as SIAC PME Cameroon.
They say anybody who organizes and does not take stock may be an organizer of a future failure. How was the first edition of the exhibition?
It was a success. We had several participants. In this second edition, it will be better.
What will be the innovations this year?
This year, the organization will unfold in six parts. We have the opening ceremony. We have exhibition and sales. We have capacity development conference. We have a book launch. My book will be launched, entitled Economic Emergence by 2035. Cameroon's Business Environment for SMEs, that has been approved by His Excellency the Minister of Finance. We'll also have Student Entrepreneurship Challenge organized on instruction of His Excellency the Minister of State, Minister of Higher Education. And lastly, we'll have the closing ceremony on the 22nd of November 2024.
Mrs. Chitu Mildred, could we know where exactly the different activities will be carried out?
The activities will be carried out at Hotel de Ville and at the National Museum. It's divided into six parts. It's to tell you how demanding this event is and how we are preparing to wow those who will be coming in and make sure that we satisfy the needs of those who will be coming in to purchase the goods that are going to be displayed.
How many exhibitors are expected?
Last year, we had more than 3,000 exhibitors, and we hope to have more this year.
Where would they be coming from?
From all over Cameroon. We are expecting exhibitors from all over Cameroon. And why not out of Cameroon as well? Because most of those people who come to look at those things and appreciate them, especially the art and craft, are mostly strangers who come from out of the country.
Let's put it this way. I am an exhibitor based in Mwenjongkou, that's in Bafanji, in the Ngokitunja division of the Northwest region. How can I participate in this exhibition?
You just need to buy a stand and then you register, and then we'll give you the proper orientation on how to display your goods better and help you market it. And we also have conferences that will help educate most of these people coming with these goods on how to market their products better.
Bisong Johnson, at the end of it all, what is there for the exhibitors? Are there prizes to be won, for instance?
There are prizes to be won for those who participate in the entrepreneurship competition with their products, models, or projects. There are prizes to be won, and they will be compensated with prizes offered by our sponsors, who are also participants and registered.
The International Exhibition for Agri-Food, Craft and Cultural Small and Medium-Sized Enterprises of Cameroon is in its second edition. Yes. How is it different from the exhibition organized by the Ministry of Small and Medium-Sized Enterprises, Social Economy and Handicraft?
It is different because we are dealing with the SMEs, and that same ministerial department has a department in charge of handicraft and the formalization and the migration of the informal sector. So there is a general drive towards the formalization of income-generating activities. So our economy as a whole is in need of an exhibition reserved only for SMEs.
Apart from the Leading Edge event planner led by Chitu Mildred, could we know other partners involved in this organization?
Yes, we have a marketer, that is the Cameroon International Premier Marketing Agency, the Ministry of Small and Medium-Sized Enterprises, that is our tutor ministry. We have the Ministry of Women's Empowerment and the Family. As I speak to you now, women entrepreneurs are being mobilized in all the 10 regions of Cameroon to register and participate for this event. We have the Ministry of Youth Affairs and Civic Education. We have sponsors like the National Social Insurance Fund, the Ministry of Trade. We have the Ministry of Tourism and Leisure. We have the Chamber of Agriculture, the Chamber of Commerce, and so many other government ministries and public institutions.
Chitu Mildred, how prepared are you to make this other edition of the exhibition special?
I would like to first of all say that I am a UK certified event planner. I am putting in all my expertise and all my experiences as an event planner for more than 5 years into this. I've put my heart, my soul, and my team of almost 100 are ready.
And what are you telling the participants?
I'm telling the participants to please come and be wild. I think everybody will be able to see and have something that would entice them or that would make them want more. And I pray and I hope that everybody comes there to support these small and medium enterprises who are trying to grow and sell their produce. I think we should start encouraging those who are here struggling to produce what we have here back in Cameroon. And I think this is the opportunity.
Talking about participants, we have exhibitors and the visitors. How many exhibitors are expected and how many visitors will be there?
We wish that we could have more than the number we had last year, and we are hoping for that, and we are prepared for that, and we would welcome as many visitors as we can. That's why we have chosen venues that can take a whole lot of visitors. We are ready.
Your last words.
I believe that if Cameroonians continue or start supporting their own, we are going to move mountains. And this is like an opportunity to encourage those who are starting up their small businesses and to give them a push that will catapult them to wherever they want to go.
Bisong Johnson, your message to the public.
We want to thank the Cameroon government, beginning with the Cabinet of the Prime Minister's Office, who have been very collaborative, through the Minister of Small and Medium-Sized Enterprises, Social Economy and Handicraft, the Minister of Women Empowerment and the Family, who are all working in partnership with this initiative. And we are inviting all those who wish to participate in SIAC PME 2024, the second edition, to go to our Facebook page, SIAC PME Cameroon, and they'll be able to get the official modalities for registration to reserve their stands and their places for the conferences.
The Chief Executive Officer of the Leading Edge Event Planner, Chitu Mildred, and a promoter of the International Exhibition for Agri-Food, Craft and Cultural Small and Medium-Sized Enterprises of Cameroon, which will be in its second edition this year, Bisong Johnson. Lady and gentlemen, thanks for being on Issue in the News over the national station of the CRT.